I've been mentioning a few times during the show a little bit earlier that Impact Radio is kicking off a new series, and it is called Tshwane Unplugged. It's all about connecting the leaders of Tshwane with the community so that together we can make our city better. The purpose of this program is to educate our citizens of Tshwane, inform them, produce solutions. And over the next 14 weeks, so from next week, so it's a 15-week series, but from next week, we'll get to hear from you, the listeners, to also send in your questions for our leaders, our city leaders, to be answering for you. And we're going to bring hope in this series. I'm joined by the Speaker of Council, that is Dr. Councillor Marunwa Makwarela and Rajendra Pillay, who is the Group Head of the Speaker's Office. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Madam Begita, and the listeners out there.
I'm so excited to have you gentlemen in the studio with me this morning. And I think it's so important to be doing something like this. We are a community radio station, so we're all about local. And so is your office in Tshwane, and it's such an importance of that. So if I can ask, what is the role as the Speaker of Council?
Thank you very much, Begita, and I must start by actually appreciating Impact Radio Station for hosting us this morning, and obviously thanking what the Lord is doing in this city with us being here. I believe it's not a coincidence that we are here, and we're God-fearing, and we believe that we have a mandate from above to take this city forward. But then coming back to your question, the role of the Speaker, in the main, there are two functions that the Speaker does. One is to chair the council, and then secondly is to ensure that he enforces the code of conduct over all the councillors in council. But I think what is also not coming across quite clearly is the most important role of public participation. So the Speaker ensures that public participation is enhanced, and I believe that this current platform will enhance that role a great deal.
Absolutely, and we are so privileged to have been asked as a local radio station to be part of this campaign. It is so important, and it is for our citizens to make our city better, and we can do that together. We're holding hands with the city leaders, that is. And how do you enhance the governance of the city? I think it's so important for us as locals in the community to understand that and see where we also fit in that.
Yeah, thank you very much, Begit. I think what is very important, and which is exactly our preoccupation in our term of office, is to ensure that we enhance oversight, good governance. And we do that by ensuring that, we mitigate risks in all the projects and all the functions that the city carries. But we also ensure that there is audit, there is also compliance with, all the systems that the city is having at the moment.
Compliance, definitely, and that takes a whole team to make sure that is happening in all different departments and sectors of the city. How do you ensure effective oversight over the executive? I mean, that's big on its own.
Quite big. I believe that without necessarily preempting further discussions, what is important is what we call the separation of powers between the executive and legislature. So how do we ensure that we carry oversight successfully? We do so by remaining independent, impartial, and ensuring that, both the governing parties together with the opposition are also guided by the code of conduct of council, but equally by holding executive accountable. So that's precisely what we're all about.
That's amazing to know that there is that kind of role that is being played, especially when there's different parties involved. You have a national government with a different party and in different local communities, and that there's differences. And then there's obviously that account that they're held to in terms of what they need to be going by in terms of governance and code of conduct and things like that. So amazing to know that. And what are the priorities of the legislature? It's good to know that as well.
It's very important. I think what is very important, as I've already indicated, that the Speaker is the chairperson of the House. So what council is all about is to actually set the systems, which is the laws. In our situation, we call them bylaws. We also approve policies that actually allow the executive to implement whatever solutions that are directed towards service delivery in the city.
That's important to know that as well, because we see potholes in the roads, we see water pipes that have been burst and that. So we need to know that there is an order for that and there's a priority for that. How do we restore hope? I'm thinking there are people listening over here going, yeah, it's just another political talk that we are discussing over here. No, not at all. We want to make a difference in this campaign for the next 15 weeks. And we want to restore hope as a local radio station partnering with you as City of Tshwane, getting on board and to just educate and inform. How do we restore hope to the residents of our capital of South Africa?
Yeah, look, as you would know that we have in our country three spheres of government. We have the local government, we have the provincial government, we have the national government. All of them have important roles to play. But I just obviously, because we are in the local sphere of government, just to, you know, focus more on where we are. The most important thing that the residents are really looking forward to is actually service delivery. That's what puts us together. So in order to ensure that there is service delivery, we as the Speaker office have to ensure, and council at large, have to ensure that there is good governance, risk mitigation, to ensure that service delivery is the order of the day. You actually gave an example of potholes. So there is a system which is actually in the office of the Speaker. We have different oversight roles, Section 79 oversight roles. So there's something called the Petitions Committee. So if you see potholes, you don't need to bend tires, you don't need to destroy infrastructure, because that's obviously setting us back. But you use petitions, you petition the municipality to say, in our area, there are potholes, they are not fixed, and you petition council through the Speaker's office. The Speaker's office will ensure that the department, in this case, utilities, that is responsible and charged with a mandate to fix potholes, does so, because it's the right of the citizens of Tshwane. So we exist to protect the rights and citizens of Tshwane insofar as service delivery is concerned. But we also, as you would agree, there's a budget that's already approved. So we also ensure that it's audit that is actually conducted on that particular budget, allocated to each and every project, holding the executive accountable to ensure that the resources that were allocated, the resources that were approved by council, are directed towards that particular project and are accounted for. So that's precisely how we actually, you know, implement our roles.
Dr. Councillor Marunwa Makwarela, a question for you when it comes to taking responsibility as a local citizen in the city of Tshwane. Should we see that there is a pothole or a burst pipe, or do we just drive past? Do we let it just be? Do we just say, you know, it's for our local government to sort out? Or is there a measure that we can actually make contact with the office and just let them know, especially with water being a scarce resource?
I think all of us are quite responsible. When we say government, we're not necessarily referring to executive, we're not necessarily referring to political leaders. We're referring to ourselves. So all of us are actually responsible in ensuring that our communities, our areas, our environs where we live in are livable. So how do we do that? By reporting every single anomaly that you witness on a daily basis. They are actually ward councillors where people stay. So it's also very important even for us to make sure that our ward councillors are visible. What we are currently doing in the city is to ensure that ward councillors are empowered. So we are establishing what we call ward committees. In those ward committees, you will have different stakeholders, business, churches, schools and everything involved in that particular committee. And that committee is the eyes and ears of that local area. So they have to, the first port of call is to quickly alert whatever you see, whether it's crime, whether it's lights off in the streets, whether it's potholes, any service delivery related query or observation, direct it to the attention of councillors. But also, We have heard on several occasions that some councillors are actually not really living up to the task. But you don't have to be, you know, held back by such kind of a councillor. Report that to the office of the speaker, and then we will actually take the necessary steps to ensure that we correct that particular situation.
So there's order in our governments, and there's protocol that needs to go. And like you've said over here, there it goes down, even down to your jurisdiction in your wards, and contacting and finding out who your ward councillor is. He will alert it. If he's not alerting it, you can actually bypass him. And let the speaker of councillors know, the speaker's office know that they can also make sure that the right people are put in place in the area that you are living. Thank you so much. I think before we go, I have introduced Rajendra Pillay. Rajendra Pillay. I do apologize. I think by week two, I will practice.
Just call him Raj.
Raj. I would appreciate that. Thank you, Raj, who is a head. He is a group head of the speaker. His office, you are going to be definitely helping with this whole campaign. You're putting a lot into place. You've put some speakers in order already for the next 4 weeks. Who can we get to hear from over the next at least 4 weeks or so? I know you've got a big strategic plan in terms of communication over the next few weeks, but the people that are already secured, who will our listeners be hearing from also?
Thanks, Bigita. Yes, I think from the Office of the Speaker, it's quite an exciting campaign. We have set out some interesting chairpersons that will come out. We're going over to Sean Wilkinson on the petition side. It's really about taking local government to the people. And then we want to also profile, you've asked the Speaker, you know, how do we communicate, how do we interact with our communities. And I think for us it's about taking our councillors and making them known to the residents of Tshwane, and in so doing I think we're better equipped with regards to service delivery and local government being the coalface of service delivery in the country. So we'll get infrastructure, we'll get roads, we'll get the chairpersons and the portfolio committees of agriculture, and then we will most certainly get economic development. How do we stimulate the economy in the city of Tshwane to create those jobs? Unemployment is on the rise. So, yes, we are. That's the lineup we're looking at in the next few weeks and the build-up to that. And we're quite excited to come out and really profile the Speaker's office and the portfolio committee chairperson.
Raj Pillay, thank you so much for that brief guideline that we are going to be covering over the next several weeks. It's something I've said over many, many years. There are many God-fearing people in governments. And for me, this is so encouraging to see that and for the listeners to hear what I have been saying for so many times. We are as citizens of South Africa to pray for our governors that are in place, that they are bold, they have the courage, and they are God-fearing, and they just keep God on the throne at all times as they serve the people of South Africa. If you tuned in this morning just after the 8 o'clock news, you would have heard an interview of a new series that we are kicking off with the city of Tshwane. It's called Tshwane Unplugged on Impact 103 FM. And it's all about connecting leaders with the community so that together we can make the city of Tshwane better. We're going to do various ways that we are doing it through this campaign is through education and informing you as a citizen, producing solutions. And the city wants to hear from you. The city leaders wants to hear from you. So from next week, I'll remind you that you can send through some questions for our leaders of the city to answer. And we'll include that in further interviews. But today we kicked off this campaign where I was joined by the Speaker of Council, that is Dr. Councillor Marunwa Makwarela, and Raj Pillay, who is the head of the Speaker's office. It's going to be an exciting campaign for the next 15 weeks, and we're looking forward to you as the listeners of Impact 103 FM also engaging in this campaign and during this campaign as well. Reminding you also that it is so important that we are to pray for our leaders. We pray that God puts godly, God-fearing leaders into positions of government. That is for us also to play our part in the leadership of our country.